Secretary. Secretary? Don't you ever...
Secretary?
Uh-huh. You don't use it, huh? I guess not. She uses typist. Well, you don't.
Well,
it's a different one.
Yeah. What would you say? Would you say secretary, would you? Huh?
Maybe you don't.
Well, he wants to know what you would say. That's all he wants to know.
I'll take your supplementary information.
That's all he wants to know. How you say it.
Now, there are various towns have different names for the town officers. There's the mayor, and then there are the men who represent different parts of the community. They're the...
Aldermen.
And you're not a Canadian. You're not a Canadian citizen. You're...
American.
I'm sorry, again, would you say it again, please? Repeat it, please.
American.
And the fellow who has brown skin, we refer to him as not a white man, but a...
Colored.
Now, there are various ways of referring to a colored person. If you want to be very respectful, you'd call him a... And if you want to be disrespectful, you call him something else.
A nigger.
This has a variation. There's some parts
I never do that.
Some parts of the South, even, where they would prefer to be called niggers to Negroes.
That's right.
Really?
That's right.
I won't say color. I won't say that nigger.
That's right.
So would you say then the official generic term, the Negro?
To what?
Negro. Would you say Negro, or would you call him a Negro or Negro? Negro.
Negro.
Do you have any special word for a fellow who is kind of backwards? He never gets into town much, and when he does, he looks kind of foolish. He's sort of a... Would you call him... use the word...
Oh, I don't know what...
Hick or anything like that, or a cracker, or backwoodsman, hillbilly, or anything.
Well, hillbilly, then, like
farmer.
Of course, that would be...
Okay, the man who brings the letters every day.
Mailman?
You'd never say postman here.
He's a mailman always. Everyone is a mailman.
And if you're going someplace and somebody's calling you to come with them and you're not ready, you say, oh, well.
Wait a few minutes, I'll be ready.
Or would you say just a minute? Or?
Just a minute.
If somebody asks you how many miles it is, they might also ask you how... Another way of saying how many miles is it, or how is it?
How far is it?
And if you find something in the house that you're surprised at finding, you'll call your daughter...
Come here.
Or... What's it? Look. You say, look here?
What is this? Or where? Look here.
Look
come
here.
Here. Come here.
Come here.
Look here.
Come here.
Maybe here. She
said.
Look what I found.
Look here. Mm-hmm. Somebody might ask you, how many times do you go to Chicago a year? They might also ask, how
far is
or
it?
How many times do you go, or how
often. How often?
And somebody says, I'm not going to do it, and you're not going to do it either. You say, I say, I'm not going to do it, you say,
I'm not either.
Did you ever say, me neither, or me either?
Uh-oh.
I'm not either. I'm not either, all right? This is my...
Okay.
And this is my left ear, this is my...
Right ear.
This is my
chin,
or my... I have a right now since it's 6 o'clock since I shaved. I have a rather heavy
beard.